Sky Carumba, November 6th through 12th, 2022. This is the week of the last total lunar eclipse for almost 2.5 years. This will be on Tuesday, Universal Time, with the really unnoticeable penumbral phase starting at 8:02. The partial phase is at 9:09 UT, totality from 10:16 to 11:41. Partial phase ends at 12:49, and the penumbral phase is over at 13:56. It's a moonset event for most of the Americas and a moonrise event for nearly all of Australia, most of Asia, and part of Europe. For Western North America, much of the Pacific and Northeast Asia, all of the eclipse is visible. I told you more about it in last week's podcast, so listen to it for more information. And if you need to find out how to convert those times to your local time, go to timeanddate.com. During this eclipse, you may want to get your binoculars or a telescope and look at Uranus. It's at opposition on Wednesday. That means it's opposite the sun in the sky, so it's up all night. The Earth is closest to the planet at or close to the planet's opposition, so that means you get the best views of it in a telescope. The moon will be just one day past full and close to Uranus then, so it will be a little hard to see. But with less light coming from the moon during totality, you have a better chance of seeing the greenish dot 18.7 astronomical units away. The light reflecting off Uranus presently takes 2 hours, 35 minutes to reach us. Mercury's at Superior Conjunction Tuesday. Venus went through it last month. Both will barely emerge into the evening sky by the end of this month, but you won't see them this week. Saturn's beginning direct motion in the easternmost stars of Capricornus. They're close to the meridian as evening darkness begins. Jupiter, already partway up the western sky at sunset, is nearly stationary near the western fish in Pisces. The moon is nearly full on Sunday. I already mentioned the eclipse on Tuesday. Afterward, the moon passes by Mars on Thursday and Friday. The waning gibbous moon gets into Gemini Friday and Saturday. It finishes the week at northern lunastice, 27.5 degrees north of the equator. Leo rises after local midnight. You may start seeing Leonid meteor showers already. The shower peaks Thursday and Friday next week. Earth is expected to pass through comet trails left in 1600, 1733, and 1800. They aren't expected to be the very dense trails that have made this shower famous, but we can't really know what we'll get until we get it. So, start looking. The orange star rising in the morning twilight is Arcturus. Friday this week is a special day. Many countries observe Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, or Veterans Day on November 11th. It goes back to the end of World War I. The number 11 figures prominently in its history, with the war having officially ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. There's a memorial in Anthem, Arizona that makes a special moment of 11:11 a.m. on November 11th. It's designed with 5 pillars, one for each of the 5 branches of the United States Armed Forces that existed at the time of the memorial's creation in 2011. They're arranged from shortest to tallest, from 6 feet to 17.5 feet high. Each pillar has an oval hole, each opening higher on each pillar as you go from shortest to tallest. They're aligned, so when the sun is at the right spot in the sky, it shines through them to make a circular spotlight on the Great Seal of the United States set in the memorial's base. And that happens at 11:11 a.m. on November 11th. If you look up the Anthem Memorial on the internet, you'll probably find one or more articles that claim this happens once per year. Well, it should happen twice per year, but I can't find anything about that. On November 11th, the sun's on its way to its southernmost track across the sky. It reaches it a little less than 6 weeks later, around December 21st or 22nd. As the sun moves northward again, it gets to the right spot to light up the Great Seal perfectly again on January 31st, or right about. Probably you learned sometime that the sun moves northward part of the year and southward the rest of the year because the Earth rotates on an axis that's tilted. The line through the north and south poles isn't perpendicular to Earth's orbit, so on one side of the orbit, Earth's northern half is tilted toward the sun, and on the other side, Earth's southern half is. It's easy to understand, then, why the sun shines perfectly on the Great Seal and Anthem twice per year. But if you show up expecting it to happen at 11:11 a.m. on January 31st, you'd better stick around a half hour longer. You see, there's something else happening as the Earth makes its circuit. It causes the sun not to be so accurate a clock. Earth orbits in an ellipse, and its orbital speed changes. When the planet's moving faster, it has to turn a little more for the sun to be in the same place in the sky. The solar day is a few seconds longer than 24 hours on those days. A few seconds per day adds up to several minutes after enough time. The effect is that when the sun shines through the Great Seal on January 31st, it's 11:41 a.m. I called Anthem City Hall and asked if any special events are held at that moment, and the person I spoke to said no. But maybe those who want a good photo opportunity can find one on January 31st. Sky Carumba.